8. Fighting vine pests. Information on types of grapes. When the vine pest, Phylloxera, was brought from the eastern states of America to Europe in the 19th century, a fatal threat very quickly developed for wine growing across the whole of Europe. Because the vine pest attacks the vines under the ground, sucking at the roots and destroying the entire vine, wine growers were initially completely powerless in the face of this plague. The vine pest buries itself several meters on the ground. It is only the females that do the damage. Methods to fight these pests were developed everywhere, but none of them was successful. The most common method was the pouring of carbon disulfide into pre-prepared holes with the gas which spread underground, driving out the vine pest. Even the grubbing up and burning of affected vines and leaving the ground fallow for several years failed to solve the problem, since the vine pests were not killed, merely driven out. It was only with the discovery of the fact that some American vine species are resistant to vine pest that the breakthrough came. The local vine species are grafted onto these American rootstocks. See room number 7. The vine pest avoids the roots of the American rootstock, thereby removing the biggest danger, since the vine pest's source of nutrition is taken away. The vine pest was therefore the forerunner of modern-day wine growing. On display are graphical representations of the life cycle of the vine pest and a picture of a typical swarm of vine pests in a vineyard. Since it was very easy for the vine pests to spread from one vineyard to another, special measures had to be taken. The display cases show illustrations of common modern types of vine, along with their growers and institutions. Large graphical maps describe the process involved with growing new species of vine.